Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning. Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Let me take a swig of my iced tea here before we start. What a beautiful day. Man, oh man, what a gorgeous day. Happy Mother's Day, all the moms out there. We always appreciate you listening, including my mom, Monty Summers. She listens every morning in San Diego. Mom, I love you, and thank you so much for your support of the show and of me and everything, not just Sunday, but every day. Man, do we have some fun, don't we? She's coming in town. My daughter's graduating next Sunday. Graduating from high school. That's right, Drew. I have a high school senior. And for that matter, happy Mother's Day to my wife, Angie, who is an amazing mom. And we had such a great day yesterday, the two of us, before the kids got up. We were working on the back patio and just having a nice morning, drinking coffee. It was one of those beautiful days. Wrapped up the day watching our daughter play softball, our youngest daughter. And today we'll all get together for another family day. Great weekend. And I'll tell you, you know, yeah, the coffee, the evening cocktail, the meals, they all taste better when the Cardinals win 7 in a row. I got to tell you. You know, all the work that they do, that team. And I'm talking about this roster of players. You know, I've been referring to them as like young pups. You know, puppies are fun and entertaining, and they're going to make mistakes every so often, but they need to learn and have a good time together. And, you know, these players are young for the most part. They got the big dogs in Arenado and Contreras and Gray and Michaelis and Fetty and Maton and, you know, some up-and-comers and Donovan and Nootbaar. But for the most part, it's a team that's being tested, and they're going to make some mistakes, and they're young, and they're a lot of fun. You know, they're a lot of fun. I said this earlier on Total Information AM. I would never, ever tell you what to do as a fan. I never have, never will. I learned that early on in my career at KMOX, that, you know, we don't tell our customers, our listeners, how to spend their money. You know, we suggest things, and we do live endorsements on the air for various companies, and we have a great advertising campaign. We got unbelievable sponsors. We will never instruct you to go to the games. All right, I'm not going to tell you to do that. I watch the games. I'm at the games. I see the empty seats, and it does sadden me because I remember days when it was packed. I wouldn't tell you what to do, but I will tell you what you're missing here with the Cardinals. And that's part of my job, is to explain what's going on there. This team is highly entertaining. And at some point, the fans will shake off their, you know, the things that they're upset about with ownership, management, et cetera. And they will start to really get into these players that are, I think, fun to watch grow. And I do think the team is going to be good here in the next couple of years. This year, we'll see. I mean, they're in the race at the moment, but it's May 11th. There's a long way to go. They won two games on the road, a place where they have not been very good, but they've been dominant in these last two games. And during this seven-game win streak, they've had excellent starting pitching. And I've really enjoyed the games. And that's the thing. You know, they bring enjoyment and entertainment. Even in some of their losses, which were very frustrating because the bullpen wasn't able to get things going, they had some really fun moments as well. So, good baseball team. I think that we'll have some fun talking about them with Bernie Miklas here in 5 minutes. John Mozeliak at 11:25. In between there, Joseph Newgarden, Indianapolis 500 winner, back-to-back years, is going to be with us at 10:30. He is as well-spoken an athlete as I've ever heard. I mean, he is something else, this guy. So I've interviewed him a lot. Last time I interviewed him was in Victory Lane of the Bon Marino Automotive Group 500 back last year. They're moving the IndyCar race to Father's Day weekend this year. So Father's Day is actually going to be the IndyCar race at Worldwide Technology Raceway about a month from now. So you want to grab those tickets for what is going to be an awesome race. You ever been to an IndyCar race? Man, they're fun. Those cars are awesome. NASCAR, that's coming on September 8th. That's going to be the weekend of September 8th as they have a playoff race this year. September 6th and 7th that weekend. Sunday, September 7th. Is the Enjoy Illinois 300 for NASCAR. The Bon Marino Automotive Group 500, again, IndyCar, Joseph Newgarden with us at 10:30. 10:45, Doug Armstrong, the general manager of the St. Louis Blues. This has been a week where he has had to reflect, has had to start making plans for next year, and certainly a week of disappointment. A week from today was one of the worst losses in Blues history. Some believe, like me, that it is the worst. That was a very, very tough one to take when you had the number one seed done, and then with 2 seconds to go, they tie the game. 11:05, complete opposite situation. Christy Knoyer, the head coach of the St. Louis University softball team. They are going to the NCAA tournament. They're going to find out where they play and when coming up later this evening. But Christy Knoyer is going to join us here at 11:05. I really like visiting with her. I did the SLU coaches show with her not long ago, right as the season was about to start. And congratulations to her. First time they've ever won the A-10 tournament and advanced to the NCAA tournament. It seems like we're saying that a lot about SLU programs here recently. At 11:15, Lutz Fahnensteel, sporting director for City. Rough one last night. I watched it. I was at home after eating dinner, watched it on Apple TV, and it was a tough one, man. We had it on Y98 and a 2-1 loss at home to San Diego. They have not won in 8 games. 8-game winless skid for City. And at 11:25, as I mentioned, John Mozeliak. Bernie Miklas is on deck, and he joins us next on KMOX.
Now from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. I am indeed Tom Ackerman, joined by Bernie Miklas. My monitor just went out, Drew. I'm going to try to fix that as I talk. Great to be along with Bernie. Great to be along with you. And last night, what do they call it? WWE Backlash. It's like, Bernie, this is like
it went.
They had this pro wrestling event in St. Louis last night. People just go nuts for this thing. I think WWE right now is like the number two sport in America behind the NFL. They go nuts. I mean, they pack these buildings for WWE. Savannah Bananas, yeah, who are coming, they pack the place. I'm like, what do the Cardinals need to do outside of win? Yeah. You know, let's get some people downtown. This team, again, I will not tell fans what to do, but wouldn't it be fun if they started to come back to the ballpark to celebrate these players? Because what they've done the last 7 games is pretty darn impressive.
You know, it is, my friend, and good to be with you. But, you know, I would even push it back a little more. And I would say it's really, the 7-game winning streak is great. Don't get me wrong. But they've also won 9 out of their last 11 games. Mm-hmm. So, you know, starting with that doubleheader in Cincinnati where they pounded the Reds both times. And unfortunately, they lost the next day. But they're 9-2, which is the best record in the National League since April the 30th. And, you know, winning 7 in a row speaks for itself, but the pitching has just been great. It's been absolutely great. bullpen, especially during a 7-game winning streak, they got an 0.93 ERA. You know, that's just one example. The starters have been really good. The offense during this winning streak's averaging over 5 runs per game. So they've always played excellent defense. That's been true all season. But the base running is good. I mean, all parts of the team are working very, very well. And then to your point, and it's funny, Tom, because just before I came up to my office to get started with you here on Sports on a Sunday Morning, I was talking to my wife, Kirsten, about this. And she said, do you think more fans will, you know, go to games? I said, well, they're going to have some things on their side. I mean, you know, kids are getting out of school soon if they're not already, and weather better and all that stuff. But she said, well, what will it take? I said, well, they got to win. I said, but even then, there's somebody, there seems to be still, and maybe these are the most vocal fans, because Cardinals fans are great overall. There's no question. But the ones that get on social media, the ones that try to make noise, I mean, very, very unhappy about everything. And I've had discussions with my wife and some friends on this. I, you know, I wonder, like, if you – so let me just say this, and some people won't like it, but I'm going to say it anyway. If you profess to be a Cardinals fan, why wouldn't you be really happy right now? You know, like, okay, I get it. You're mad at the owner. You're mad at Mo. You're mad at Ollie. You're mad at this, but – but isn't the reason a big huge part of the reason you haven't been happy is because the team's been kind of mediocre and whatever. But they're playing really good baseball. They're an entertaining team. They have a lot of energy. They're athletic. They're fast. Their batting approach has improved dramatically. Their bullpen is outstanding, and Ollie Marmol and Dusty Blake fixed it after realizing they had to. They reshaped it. So I don't know. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if some people will just sort of put their anger aside just to maybe enjoy the team here and there. You know, now and then. I'm not saying go to every game, but I'm fascinated by this, because I think the funniest thing that could happen would be if the Cardinals are really good. Because then what are people going to complain about? I was saying to Kirsten, I said, well, you know, all I hear all the time, payroll, 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 payroll. Well, their payroll is like $30, $35 million less this year, but they're a better team. And you say, what do you mean they're a better team? Because after 40 games last year, they were 16-24. After 40 games this year, they're 21-19. And 21-19 doesn't mean let's organize a parade. But I've always said it's not payroll, payroll, payroll as much as being smart.
Yeah.
About developing your own players and making good decisions with your roster.
It's
so anyway, I'm sorry, man.
It's what always been like. What? No, this is a good discussion. I want to keep this going because, you know, it's what they've always been. Like, when were the Cardinals ever leading Major League Baseball in payroll? When did they ever go get a major? They might have tried or said they tried, but when did they ever go get a big free agent ever and outbid everybody for said free agent? Never. It never happened. They never did it. So here's the other thing. Yeah. I heard last night a fan tell me, after the 7-game win streak, said, I refuse to give Ollie Marmol and John Mozeliak credit for this. I'm like, all right. I mean, whatever. I mean, yeah, when did
grievance?
Tell me when during Mike Schilt, Mike Matheny, Tony La Russa, when they were drawing $3 million a year, that people were like, you know, they're because of Tony La Russa. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like they're like, we're coming to the games because we back Tony La Russa and the ownership group. Like, they weren't doing that. They were there for the players. They were there for each other. They were there to experience baseball in the summer in St. Louis. That's what I'm talking about. And I love our fans. I love them. And they're taking a stand, and look, I got to respect it, I guess, but I just, it is a fascinating experiment right now.
Well, it is. And again, just for the people that are, you know, going to have some type of like stress attack because I'm talking about this, we're talking about this. Let me just pause for a moment and say the Cardinals have a lot to prove.
Yes.
They're a contender based on the math. They're 2 games out of first place in the Central. So you can say based on the standings math right now on this day, May 11th, they're a contender. But to be a contender, you also have to be a contender all season long. Last season, they were a contender at the trade deadline. It was pretty late in the season, and then they kind of fell apart. So you don't, you know, one 9-2 stretch and 1 7-game winning streak doesn't mean that all the problems are solved, all the worries are over. No, and Tom Ackerman ain't saying that, and I'm not saying that.
Right.
But I'm just saying, if you purport to love a team and the team is doing well, even though it means you may have to eat some of your words. And by the way, Tom, you know me. When I write something or take a stand and I am proven to be wrong with that opinion, I'm the first guy to say I was wrong about that one. I don't know what it is, like this like pride or ego or whatever, like some people will never acknowledge. Well, maybe this team's better than we thought. Maybe I ought to give them some credit. I think people that do that deserve immense respect. But the people, it's like, I was monitoring something yesterday, and like, so they win yesterday. It's a 7-game winning streak. And everywhere I looked, and, you know, it was even a thing at where I, my other place of employment, which, you know, sportshubstl.com, the postgame show, just complaining about Ryan Helsley. You know, oh, they should have traded him. They should have done this. You know, he's not the same. He can't handle pressure. It's like, your team just won the 7th in a row. Okay. And Ryan Helsley, you know what Ryan Helsley's problems are? He's had like 4 stretches this year where he goes like 4 days without pitching. And so he's not sharp when he gets in. I'm just explaining. It isn't that he all of a sudden is a bad closer. It's that there's a reason why he's not sharp. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But far be it for me to actually kind of look at reasons why things happen.
Well, you know?
So anyway, but
yeah.
Just why can't people enjoy this as it lasts? If they take a downturn, right? If they go to Philadelphia and get swept, let's say hypothetically, okay, crank up your rage machine again. But take a break for it a little bit while they're winning. Just unplug the rage machine a little bit. It's okay.
I blame Jordan Walker for that hit, making it 5-0. Then you couldn't see Helsley, so it's his fault. We didn't get to see Helsley in that game. And then Eric Fetty, I blame him for going the distance, and we didn't get to see any of the relievers. Now, this has been a good run for the Cardinals. Of course, Bernie and I are playing with you a little bit, but we're also curious and fascinated. I just think this fan base is, in my lifetime, the best fan base in sports. And I know I grew up here and I am one, but you and I have seen it all. And when they're at their best, they are the best. They're the most courteous. They're the most passionate. They're the most knowledgeable. They have it all. And so that's why this kind of shocks me a little bit. But then again, you and I get them. So we sort of understood the empty seats thing. And you're 100% right. This team, hey, they haven't even played the Cubs yet. I mean, but let me throw this one at you. Wouldn't it be interesting? The year that we least expect it, that a spicy rivalry could emerge here between the Cardinals and Cubs. If they are, when we get another month going here, it's way too early to say this, but if they are the two best teams in the division, I'm curious because the division is actually open.
And I looked this up the other day, and I think I remember this correctly. You know, the Cubs and Cardinals will play each other for the first time. It's June 23rd. It's a 4-game series. It's at Busch Stadium. I can't wait to see what the standings look like on the morning of that first game. You know, I hope it's close because it, to your point, man, it'll just be popping. And if not, I mean, if the Cardinals, I was joking around in something that I wrote. You know, if the Cardinals start to stumble again before that, then, you know, we'll probably see a Busch Stadium takeover by Cubs fans. It'll be the sea of blue. Does anybody really want that to happen? I would think not, but so that's why I hope the Cardinals play well, just for a lot of reasons. I've always preferred covering winners because everyone's happy. That's a good thing. But it'll be interesting to see whether the fan base by June the 23rd, if the Cardinals continue to play well, they're not going to keep winning 7 in a row, but if they continue to play good ball and keep ratcheting their record up above 500, it'd be interesting to say what that series will be like, to your point, whether that'll be a big event again, right? Because it's been a little dormant the last couple of years.
So let me ask you, as we look forward here, and it's always about what's next. I mean, I'm glad that they won 7 in a row and 9 of 11, but you know, they do have Miles Michaelis on the mound today, and to continue what has been a stellar trend by this rotation, it's asking a lot for him to go 7+. He hasn't been able to do that, But could he manage this game, pitch to contact, and keep this thing rolling?
Well, one key, I think, you know, it's interesting. I was reading the Washington Post this morning. I have a digital subscription. And Dave Martinez, after the game yesterday, the manager of the Nationals, he sort of got on his club. He said, look, we're chasing too many pitches. What are we doing? We're swinging at everything. We're making it easy for them. They got a good club and they're pitching well. I'm not taking anything away, you know, from Fetty and Pallante, but we're making it easier for them. So he has basically told his hitters, like, you just swing at strikes. Don't chase junk. Now, Miles Michaelis, in recent years, has not gotten hitters to chase as much as he did in the past. And I'll be interested to see the cat and mouse game today. Is he going to throw more balls and fewer strikes to see if he can bait the Nationals and they'll do it again? They'll swing at pitches out of the zone. So that's one thing to look at. The other thing is Mackenzie Gore is a really good pitcher. He goes for the Nationals today. And you just want to see the Cardinals keep this up. I think their offense is actually underrated because the amount of low-scoring games that they've had, 3 and under this year, it's actually about normal for every – in terms of the average, normal in terms of major league teams. There's nothing – like we look and say, oh, that's really bad. No, it's about middle of the pack. It's just not that bad. And the Cardinals actually have games of 5 runs or more. They're actually one of the leaders in the majors, the top 10 in that. So I think the offense doesn't get quite enough credit. I don't. And I think because – a lot of it is so much emphasis is on Walker and Gorman. But they got a lot of dudes in that lineup are going really, really well, you know, and that's proven out by what their overall team numbers have been, even though Gorman and Walker, hopefully it'll change. They haven't really done much at all offensively. So yet you still have the number, like a number 10, number 11 offense in baseball. I think that speaks well to the other hitters, right?
It does. It absolutely does. I can't wait for today and to see it all play out. Great hat, by the way. Bernie Miklas is with us on Facebook, X, and YouTube. That's a great lid.
Old school.
Yeah.
Old school. It goes back to the like one of their minor league teams in the 40s or something. So, yeah, I found that.
Pretty cool.
So, Kevin, so I hope Angie's having a great Mother's Day. I can't leave without saying that.
Happy Mother's Day
to Angie and everyone else.
She's off to a great start. My mom is listening, so... We appreciate all the moms out there, and happy Mother's Day to all the ladies in your life, Bernie. Thanks so much.
All right, Tom. Always great to be with you. Love it. Take care.
Thanks, buddy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bernie Miklas with us on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday morning. When we come back, Joseph Newgarden, two-time Indy 500 winner, Doug Armstrong at 10:45, Christy Knoyer, SLU softball at 11:05, Lutz Vandensteel at 11:15, John Mozeliak at 11:25. We are packed before Cardinal baseball on KMOX.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
An important message about your timeshare from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. Contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance, and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about timeshare cancellation.
Call 800-408-4040. That's 800-408-4040.
Now, back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Coming to you from Energizer Park, Tom Ackerman with two-time back-to-back Indianapolis 500 champion and, not to mention, at Worldwide Technology Raceway, a multiple winner. It is great to see Joseph Newgarden back in St. Louis.
Always good to be here. Love St. Louis. Love racing here. We're going to be here in June this year, so a little change up, but it's going to be Father's Day weekend. It'll be big for all of us.
It will be big. First of all, I have a few questions for you. Number one, what do you think of this building?
I think it's incredible what they've built here. I you know, to be honest, you never realize how significant it is until you actually walk in the door and then see the way they've laid it out. I mean, they've spared no expense, and it's not just the money that went into it, but it was the thought process of, you know, how do you integrate the athletes as much as possible, where they're maximizing every tool that they give them. I mean, it's one thing to give athletes all these tools, but you know, if it's not mindless enough for them to just take it all in, then it's kind of all for nothing. So they've really laid it out in such an impressive way. Beautiful stadium, and I always love talking to different athletes. You know, I'm not a huge soccer, football guy. Like, I didn't grow up playing, but man, when you talk to these elite level players, they all have the same mindset. You know, it's no different than us driving race cars on the weekend. We're just trying to figure out, you know, how to be that little better and be the very top echelon of your sport. And you know, you see that very competitiveness out of them, which is super fun. So I enjoyed spending some time with them, you know, picking their brains a little bit about their training program, you know, what they're working on right now, how do they, you know, keep team morale up, things like this that are, you know, you think would be easy things to do or just common, but it sometimes is harder in sports teams to get these details right.
It's brought a lot of energy to the city. You're from Nashville. You get a lot of people coming in and out of the city. And, you know, here in St. Louis, trying to bring people back downtown, St. Louis City SC has done that. And you just go right down the line. Enterprise Center, the Blues coming off a heartbreaking loss, but a really fun season. The Cardinals, obviously. The Dome has an NFL past, but now has an exciting UFL team in the Battle Hawks. And then you go across the river and you have Worldwide Technology Raceway. Curtis Francois, I know you sing the praises of Curtis Francois and Chris Blair and what they've done to that facility.
Well, they've done a great job. You know, they've really brought it back to the forefront of racing in St. Louis, which is so great. It's such a longstanding, you know, event in this part of the world. I mean, when you think of IndyCar racing, it's very Midwest. You know, we travel all over the place, all over the United States, but there's such a heart to IndyCar racing in the Midwest, and St. Louis is not far away from Indianapolis. You know, obviously we have the month of May coming up here. I call it that we're in the month of May, but it's really an entire process for us to build to the Indianapolis 500. And now what I like is we're bringing, you know, Worldwide Technology Raceway a little bit sooner in the schedule. Hopefully can add to the momentum. You know, we're going to be racing on June 15th, and you know, that can be a pivotal time in the championship. You hope to come out of the month of May after the Indy 500 to kind of have some momentum on you, and then you just want to start building on that to the season finale all the way to the end of August. So I've always liked this place. They do such a great job with the race weekend. It's one of our best races, I think, that we have on the year. I love oval racing. It's different than what, you know, most people think of it. If you've never been out to an oval race with IndyCar, it's, you know, it's impressive in reality. You know, if you watch it on TV, it's fun, but it's even more fun in real life. So I think we should get some people to come out.
You like the track, obviously, having won it so many times, but I feel like the drivers really like it because it's a combination of you have to have that skill of driving, but you really do have to prepare, and it's sort of a combination of all of those things because of how that oval is with the shorter side.
I just like the commitment of oval racing. You know, you're gonna do 200 miles per hour at this just over mile track. I mean, it's not a big facility like Indianapolis. Indianapolis is 2.5 miles, you know, speeds of 240. So it's just more elongated, spread out. This is more compact. You can really see the entire thing from the stands. So you can take in all the action that's happening, but it's full commitment. You know, when these guys are out here in IndyCars, it's impressive to watch it in reality. If you just go sit in the outside of turn one, you know, seeing a car clip 200 miles per hour before they turn in and just trying to keep the thing under control, especially in race conditions when multiple lines start opening up and, you know, you're trying to play with the guy behind you and say, all right, I want to take away your airflow so that you can't get a run on me. And then you're the guy in front, you know, or you're the guy following and you're trying to find some air that he's not using. I mean, these are just tactics that you can really pick up in reality. So I've always enjoyed it. It's a unique challenge compared to road course racing, and one that I've just enjoyed figuring out how to master. For whatever reason, we're really good here too. We've got a knack for this place.
It has been fun to watch. The last time you and I talked was in Victory Lane, so we'll see if that happens again. Indianapolis 500, I mentioned back-to-back winner. That's coming up for you. You were the first back-to-back winner since Elio Castroneves. Tell me about the moments leading up to the Indianapolis 500 and what you feel.
Well, it's intense. I mean, there's you know, in the IndyCar race, I was answering a question on social media today. My favorite memories of race weekends is the build-up before the event. Yeah. You know, when you're sitting there, it's 45, 30 minutes to go. You're on the grid. You see the crowd, the anthem. It's that intensity. You know, it's go time. You know that, you know, we're all expected to do our jobs in that moment. You've had some build up to it. You know, you practiced, you qualified, but like this is the moment it really matters. Indy is just like times 10. It's just on another level. You know, you have 300,000 people there, and it's a pressure cooker for everybody. You know, you kind of distill that whole month down to this one moment. And everybody really feels it, and they've got to perform. You know, if you don't perform in that moment, then it feels like it was all for nothing. So I love it. I like the intensity of it. But every, you know, Indy is magnified. I'm telling you, it's 10x compared to everywhere else. But you get that feeling at every track. So, mm-hmm. You know, at Worldwide Technology Raceway, I had the same feeling before the race. And it's my favorite part of the weekend.
Well, a lot of fans from Indy come over for this race too, because they love that experience. I grew up here, went to college at Indiana, so I got to experience the Indy 500 multiple times. It was a kid growing up with my dad and loving IndyCar racing. It'll be an emotional day for me, Father's Day, you know, thinking about him. And I think just a message to the dads, that's a great experience to be able to share a sport with your kid. And we're going to see that literally on Father's Day. You're going to be racing here.
Yeah, I think of my dad every time I'm at the track. I grew up going to the go-kart facility in Newcastle, Indiana. When I was a kid, my dad and myself, we would drive up from Nashville, Tennessee. You know, it was a weekend thing. And he loved racing and certainly had it on TV. That's how I got into it in a lot of ways. So it's always special to race on Father's Day. I think this is a great track, obviously, to bring people into and spend time with your dad. So if you need a gift idea, or you just need an adventure that you want to go on with your dad on the weekend, this race is definitely should be on your bucket list, I think. And you don't just have to be in St. Louis here. I think if you're in St. Louis, that's great. But you know, if you're in the surrounding areas too, then you know, come check it out. It's really a great spot to spend it.
It's always good to spend time with the defending champion, and this isn't the first time. Thanks, as always, for joining us on KMOX, and all the best to you in Indiana and St. Louis.
Yeah, appreciate it. See you out there.
That is Joseph Newgarden, five-time winner of the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. They get after it on Father's Day, June 15th, and it is going to be some spectacle. The greatest spectacle in racing is the Indianapolis 500, which will be happening Memorial Day weekend, and Joseph is the back-to-back winner of that event.
We'll come back with the general manager of the St. Louis Blues, Doug Armstrong, right after this. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. It's good to be back with you, and joining us is the general manager of the St. Louis Blues, Doug Armstrong, is on the line. Army, thank you for holding on through the break. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Doing great. I know you're leaving for the World Championships in Sweden later today, so thank you for making time for us. Braden Schenn and Jordan Binnington playing for Team Canada. In fact, Team Canada is beating Latvia right now 5-1 in the second period.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for those guys. Obviously, they wish they were playing at the Enterprise Center today, but that's not the case, so they decided to continue over there with a couple of our other players, Texier playing for France and Dvorsky playing for Slovakia, so it'll be good to get over there. They all actually play each other, so I'll be able to watch lots of our own guys and scout other players.
That's great. Jordan Binnington, I mean, we've been singing the praises of him for years. I feel like we always talk about how terrific he is and what he means to the franchise. But I want to say something about Braden Schenn. I have so much respect for him as a captain. Army, he's been through some ups and downs, hasn't he? I mean, coaching change, the team didn't know what direction they were headed this year, and then they took off. He's a physical player. He has been some leader for you.
Yeah, he's done a great job, obviously. We were in flux there when he became captain, and he had to chart some choppy waters, and I think he did a good job keeping the guys between the rails as we matured and grew, and hopefully the waters will get a little calmer. Obviously, the competition in the West is as strong as ever. You see the changes that Anaheim made, bringing in a experienced coach like Joel Quenneville. Obviously, they believe they're ready to take the next step. A team like Utah that's been building for a number of years looks like they're moving ahead. So it's going to be a great competition in our conference and our division, and we have to be ready for it. And Schenner's the perfect guy to lead us.
Army, I know it ended so in such a disappointing fashion, and I think that part of the reason it hurt so much is that your team, you could not have asked for more of them physically. I mean, that was a physical series. That might end up being the most physical series of the entire Stanley Cup playoffs. Your team matched them toe-to-toe, so to see it ending like that was very difficult.
Yeah, it was. I believe we played a strong road game in Game 7. Get the lead, keep the lead, maintain the lead. And unfortunately, what haunted us basically through the whole season came back, which was the 5-on-6 play. We couldn't get our arms around that at all season, and our lack of ability to do that certainly cost us in that series.
What do you think it was? I mean, I know it's if everybody knew the answer, they would have fixed it. But how do you see that? 6-on-5.
I think there's a patience issue of just playing the pucks that are there, putting into the neutral zone, living to fight another day. I think we got spread out too often. Obviously, what's called seam passes, where you're going 50 feet across the ice to open players. I just think overall we didn't have the proper system in place, and we couldn't find a way to get it put together.
I think part of the issue here now and challenge for you is to continue this renewed culture. Obviously, Jim Montgomery did that, while at the same time making some changes. Or is that the challenge of every season, trying to keep continuity while you know you have to have some roster churn?
Yeah, I think it's just the reality, too, of the NHL today with young free agency at 27 years old and a salary cap system that, players go to different teams, and you're not allowed to keep everybody. You can't keep everybody. But what we're trying to do is build around, quite honestly, two cores. We have a veteran core led by Schenn and Falk and Parenko and Binnington and that group. And then we have that next wave of core of Jake Neighbors and Hofer and Holloway and Broberg. And we have a couple of guys in the middle that are really our lead offensive horses. And in Thomas's case, our lead horse in all areas of the game in that middle age bracket at 25, 26, 27-ish, where they're entering and they're really in the prime of their careers now. This is where their stats over a 4 or 5 year span should be the best they're going to be. And so we're trying to marry these groups together, and that's going to be the job of the coach and the leadership group.
This is not an excuse. There are no excuses at this level. It's just an observation. But do you think that in 2 months of pushing, as they did, playing basically playoff hockey, fighting for their lives to get in, that eventually the team wore out and that some of the younger players will have to learn what it's like to play Jim Montgomery hockey for 6 months, let alone 2 months?
No, I really don't. I mean, we're up 3-1 with 2 minutes left. Yeah. You know, we should be playing today. So I don't think it was fatigue that cost us that series. But I do think you do learn as you move forward that what's going to be taken and expected. These teams now are just 25% entering this series of the goal of the wins needed to win the cup. So there's a lot of work left ahead, but I don't think we ran out of gas. I just think we didn't execute well to end that series.
Yeah. I don't know, run out of gas, but maybe just playing and executing that style is maybe more of what I mean. Although, you know, it's an effective style. Like you said, I mean, you're 2 minutes and in one case, 2 seconds away from finishing the job. So I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah, we do play an aggressive style, a forechecking style. You know, I think you can ramp it up physically. The playoffs are just such a different animal. It's the travel is much easier. It's every other day. There's very limited practice. That's one of the things that we talked to some of our younger players about, especially Snuggerud, that though he's been in the NHL, he hasn't seen the NHL. When he got here, we were into a very basic schedule where everything was right in front of us. No 3 and 4 nights, no long travel, no getting home at 2 in the morning. So, I mean, these are things that the only way you can experience that is quite honestly to go through it and experience it and learn from it. So I think a player like Bolduc has seen that now. Snuggerud's going to see it. And we just have to learn how to become a team that can handle those adversities of having a B game, because your A game is not going to be there every night.
Last thing, and I apologize in advance to our producer, Drew Young, because we're going to run over slightly, but I just wanted to ask you, and I'm not asking you to show your hand, obviously, to the rest of the league, but what do you see as your biggest need going into this offseason?
Well, I think continued internal growth is mandatory. We need those players that younger tier, the Neighbors, the Hofers, the Tuckers, the Holloways, the Brobergs, they have to get better if we want to continue to grow. And then we'll look to see if we can improve our team. Everyone's always trying to improve their team. We have some areas that if we could do it would be great. But quite honestly, in a 32-team league, most teams are looking for the same things, and it's hard to acquire those. So you just have to do the best you can and have a plan B that you can stay competitive if you can't, fill that hole that you may see is there.
Good to spend time with you. Thank you for this. Safe travels to Sweden, and we will catch up with you real soon, Doug Armstrong.
I always enjoy being on, and thank you very much.
I enjoy the conversations as well. There's your general manager of the St. Louis Blues, Doug Armstrong, with us on KMOX. We are going to take a break, and when we come back after the news, it's Christy Knoyer, it's Lutz Fahnensteel, it's John Mozeliak on KMOX.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here is Tom Ackerman.
Great to be back with you. Cardinal baseball coming your way at 11:40, 12:35 first pitch. Cardinals going for the sweep of the Nationals and 8 straight wins. Well, the softball team at St. Louis University has made the NCAA tournament for the first time in its history. They have won the A-10 tournament, and they are going on to the NCAA tournament. All 5 of their games in the tournament were decided by a run. They beat Fordham twice yesterday to advance to the tournament, and their head coach is Christy Knoyer. Coach Knoyer, it is great to be back with you on KMOX. How are you?
I am good, Tom. Thanks for having me.
I hear you just got back in town. That had to have been one nice flight.
It was. Kids woke up smiles. I mean, it was an early flight. So when you're dealing with college age student athletes at, 6 a.m, and when you have grins on them, you know something special is going on. It was an early morning, but good to be back in St. Louis, and the trophy's back home with us.
You walked it off in the 7th inning, beat Fordham 4-3 to win the program's first A-10 championship title, your first NCAA bid. The selection show in the O'Loughlin Family Champions Center is tonight at 6 o'clock, and I know you'll be gathering to see where and when you play. Pretty exciting.
Oh, it's very exciting. The team is fired up again. Little sluggish. It was today because 5 games. It was an intense tournament. The battles on the field were. It's even hard to put into words. One run games, comeback, fight, and I told our team a lot. It's like you guys threw the first punch. Someone's going to punch back, and we had a ton of that. But they were fired up. To leave it on the field, like literally leave it on the field. They came back, and to have a first one, I it's still not quite sure how it's going to hit. It's still sitting in. It's kind of surreal right now. And I think that moment, I've done it as a player, I've done it as an assistant coach. But that moment when you hear your school announced on the broadcast on ESPN2 tonight, it sends chills. It's something special.
I was with you at the start of the season at Westport Social. Man, did we have a good time. Just you and me spending an hour on the Billiken Coaches Show, and I learned so much about you and your program, and you seemed very confident at that time. Were you, that you had a shot at this?
Well, when you have five seniors and four juniors, I say three are graduating, but 4 juniors. So you have a junior, senior laden team that have been there before. They've won an A-10 regular season. So there's something to be said for experience. You still tested, fair foul by an inch, ball strike. A lot of things can happen in the game. But when you have players out there, student athletes that have a game sense and experience and talent, put all that together, and then play with heart. I always say offense is with your head, defense is with your heart, and our pitching and defense was stellar this weekend, and it got us to where we wanted to be. So yeah, I knew the recipe, knew the ingredients, and we put it together.
And the straw or the spoon that stirs the ingredients, I should say, would be Abby Mallow, I would say, wouldn't you?
I would say she's a pretty strong spoon to stir it up. Yeah, she's an incredible student athlete. I do like to talk about her as a student as well. Everyone, you know, incredible. I think she just hit 80 RBIs in 50 something games. Her power numbers. I also like to talk about her as a person. This is a biomedical engineer. It's a kid who studies. She spends time on her academics, and still spends time with her teammates. She's the first one that we'll talk about. It's all about them. One of the most humble kids I've coached, and just a dynamic athlete. She brings an energy. She gives to everyone, and she also gives us a few runs across the board too.
Yes, she does. This is Christy Knoyer, the head coach at St. Louis University. Their softball team is going to the NCAA tournament for the first time. You mentioned academics. This is an incredible number. Make sure I have this right. Your combined team GPA is 3.91. Is that
right?
Correct,
Tom. That's correct, Tom. They're special. They're special. They are dedicated student athletes. We actually were in finals while we're on the road. So to be able to compete, win a championship while it's time for finals. In fact, we've still got another couple more finals going on in the next couple days. But to be able to balance that, that just shows the type of student athlete we have here, and they're pretty special.
You must have a terrific support staff as well as yourself to keep them on track, but it sounds like a lot of them do it themselves.
Yeah, I would love. I mean, we do work with them, accommodate, and I think where the support comes in is, oh, coach, I have a test, or I have this, or I could go to the study session. So our coaching staff works around their schedules quite a bit, trying to get the team together as much as possible, but we'll work around their schedules. But Tom, it's them. Their commitment, their persistence, it's off the charts. And yes, the support staff is there. The support is here. The O'Loughlin Family Champion Center, where we're going to be tonight for this show, is a great place to study. We've got great advisors in there. But credit the student athletes for their time management skill. And getting that done.
Selection show 6 o'clock tonight at the O'Loughlin Family Champion Center. Get on down there and support the SLU softball team. They are going to the NCAA tournament. Christy Knoyer, their head coach, has joined us before the Cardinals play this afternoon. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Tom. And even you just saying that out loud with an NCAA selection show just gives me chills. I appreciate it, Tom. Thanks.
I love it. Thanks. Thank you. Christy Knoyer with us. We're going to take a break. Lutz Fan and Steel, sporting director for City, John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations. They're with us before we take you to the Cardinals on KMOX.
Now, back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Cardinal baseball a little earlier today, so we're a little tighter on time, and we're joined by City Sporting Director Lutz Fan and Steel for the next 5 minutes. Lutz, thanks as always for joining us on KMOX.
Good morning, Tom. Morning. How are you?
Morning, Lutz. I'm well. I watched the game last night, and the word I would use is frustrating. I'm sure that you share that, as you had some opportunities, it seemed. And then when San Diego had theirs, they capitalized, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely disappointing. You know, frustrating is another word. Gutted, I think, is the third one. Similar game as in recent weeks. You do create a decent amount of chances with a high XG to convert. We didn't, San Diego didn't really have that many chances, but they were clinical. And the story is that we do make too many individual mistakes. We get punished immediately. And I would say basically it's not good enough.
Those mistakes were turnovers there late. That's what you're referring to, that San Diego was able to pounce and take care of business in that way?
Well, I wouldn't call it a turnover. I would call it an easy loss of possession. You know, I mean, the first goal, I think we are in control, and there is this 50-50 ball which we lose, which we just have to be more physical. They score from there. And let's be fair, the second goal they scored, it was not even a chance. I mean, it was a long ball and just a misjudgment by one of our players, and it turned out to be a goal where it was not even a chance. So that things you can't train. That things you have to be individually smart enough to be focused also in the last part of the game. And looking into the first half, I thought we played a decent game. We had chances. We had match control. It looked good. But in the second half, it's a bit of a pattern that, we get very vulnerable in the second half in recent games, which was not in the start of the season. And the other teams, they just look sharper. They convert their chances, and you end up again on the losing end.
Of course, I'm going to ask you about Berkey and how he's coming along, but I think you're 100% right to me. I mean, Ben was left basically hanging on that second one. I mean, he had to come out and challenge, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a different angle where he was scored on. But again, you know, I don't really want to get too much onto Ben Lund, because he did a fantastic job coming in for Berkey on a long term, and I think that's what we are very lucky and very fortunate to have a second goalkeeper who has that level. But having said that, now Roman is back full in training, so big game coming up on Wednesday. I expect Roman to be out there, which is very important for us, not just the goalkeeper Roman Berkey, but also the captain, the leader, the guy also who knows when to open his mouth and be critical to the other players. So to have that high-impact player back hopefully also wakes up the guys around him.
And what about the rest of your team health-wise? Are you seeing improvements in some other areas?
Well, I see improvement, but, you know, you can't really beat the biological clock. So, they are on a good way of coming back, and there will be maybe one or two players hopefully will be able to sit on the bench and maybe get a few minutes. But Durkin, Kessler, Totland, which are three clear starters, Nielsen usually as well, they still very far away from starting a game, or at least not that close starting a game where they could help us immediately. So it's still some patience required there. And in the end of the day, that's something we can't change. We have to play without the players who are not available and with the players who are available. And if you don't watch out, the gap to the playoff spots will get bigger and bigger. And, you know, we're just really on the gate here to have a complete disappointing season. So it's up to us to fix that, get out there and fight. And I think we saw that yesterday also in the reaction of the fans. I think it was a very positive atmosphere. It was full. Well, once we did concede, they also looked deflated. They looked very unhappy, and I fully understand, because they're coming out there and support us with everything they have. And then obviously you expect a win, and you expect a show, and that's what we have to give back to our fans and back to the supporters. I think that's what we will work on the next 2 days to be ready for the Kansas game, and come back from a definitely very disappointing evening yesterday.
Lutz, thank you for this time, and we look forward to the next time you're out there on the pitch. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Lutz Vandensteel, Sporting Director, St. Louis City SC, 1123. Quick break, John Mozeliak, before we take you to Cardinal Baseball on KMOX. Happy Mother's Day on this beautiful day in St. Louis. We are joined by John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. John, happy Mother's Day to Julie and your great family.
Well, thank you. Yeah, happy Mother's Day to everyone. It's a beautiful day. Hopefully everybody's enjoying it. And from a baseball perspective, it's been a really nice week.
It has been, that's for sure. My mom is listening, and again, happy Mother's Day to her. I've told you this before. She likes when you call me Tommy. So there you go.
All right, Tommy. There it is.
She gets a kick out of that. Mo, you're right. I mean, you said it early in the year. We are trying. You made it clear that this is a year of transition, but that you said we are trying to win. Well, here it is. The results are now coming in for all of that hard work of Ollie Marmol and his staff, and you've won 7 straight games.
Yeah, like I said earlier, it's been a fun week of baseball. You think back to last weekend, got rained out on Saturday. We were certainly concerned what that might look like, having to play two against the Mets, but obviously taking the first one, then being able to have that sweep, which is it's rare. And actually to have two sweeps in really less than 5 days in doubleheaders was pretty impressive. So that was certainly encouraging from a baseball standpoint. And then just doing it in so many different ways, right? It's not just one thing. I guess the one constant has been our starting pitching throughout. They've eaten a lot of innings for us. They've kept our bullpen fresh. And, you know, when you're putting up zeros as a starter, that's fun to watch.
It sure is. And Miles Michaelis will get the turn today, and a terrific job by the four previously. And your bullpen, what have you seen there in terms of moving pieces around to get the right mix? And obviously they've also had some rest here, which has been a good thing.
Yeah, I think, look, obviously when you look at the first 35 days of the season, there's no doubt there's been some inconsistencies, especially when we're struggling with our bullpen. And I think, all teams sort of go through this iteration during the course of a year until they try to, figure out what the right mix is for their bullpen. And sometimes it never happens. It just is always one of those things where it's always ever changing. But the one thing I can say is for us, obviously Fernandez right now is down at Memphis. O'Brien's down in Memphis. Then you bring somebody up like a Graceffo, and he just looked like a different pitcher. Obviously, when you're holding velocity at 95 to 99, that's just a different pitcher. And so, we're going to keep plugging, playing him and see how that works. And hopefully it's a success, a full pattern throughout the season. But that's really ultimately what Ollie and Dusty are trying to figure out.
The other thing to figure out is at-bats for Gorman. Walker has a fixture in right field, but both of them have been paired together in that you have allowed both of them to go out and succeed and fail. It's an interesting situation that you're in where you're going to remain patient with them, I would imagine, but you also are trying to come out on the winning end each time.
Yeah, I know that can be frustrating for fans when we're, wondering how much leash you're going to give someone. But I think, we're going to try to stick to what we thought through this offseason, try to create as much opportunity as possible for these guys, and hopefully we do find that right combination. But, there's things these guys have to do at the plate. They're working on it. Sometimes it doesn't translate into success on the field right away. And so I would just ask for patience.
And you have found Ivan Herrera back in the mix from a health standpoint. That is a huge plus. That certainly makes that DH position quite attractive, doesn't it?
It does. Obviously, we want to get him back behind the plate, but we want to do it in a smart way. If we really wanted him to come back and catch 6 days a week or 5 days a week, we probably would have had him do another 5 to 10 days on a rehab. But so his offense has so much upside. We want to just put him in the lineup, use his bat, and then slowly get him back behind the plate and just make sure we protect that knee throughout the season.
And while I was watching him rehab, I was poking around the minor leagues to see how everybody's doing. How's J.J. Weatherholt coming along here, your number 7 pick?
He got slowed a little bit by having a stomach virus, but he's back and still very excited about what this young man is capable of doing. Had 3 hits last night, which was great to see. But just getting into that ebb and flow of what everyday baseball looks like at a high level, and he's at AA, and so I think from what we're seeing his progression, we're very excited about where he's at, but, enormous ceiling.
It's always good to check in on him. And just to remind folks, Cardinals have the number 5 pick in the draft this summer. John Mozeliak, it is great to visit with you as always. It's been a lot of fun here over the last week to see this team rolling, and we wish you the best as you try to complete another sweep.
Yeah, so hopefully we can keep it going, and, ultimately having a winning baseball is kind of fun to be around, so it's great.
It is that. Thank you, and have a great day.
All right. Happy Mother's Day to all. See ya.
See ya. John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, with us. Well, there's your show, and that's some guest list that got thrown together there. Bernie Miklas, Joseph Newgarden, Doug Armstrong, Christy Knoyer, Lutz Vandensteel, John Mozeliak. That is available on the Odyssey app. Now, we know that things are busy today. It's Mother's Day. You might be going to Grandma's house and hanging out with Mom, going to church, or maybe you're just coming in and out of brunch. If you want to listen to any of that show, it's probably good all week. Just go to the Odyssey app and you can listen to it there. Or even better, we're in podcast form, KMOX.com, and anywhere you find podcasts, it's called Sports on a Sunday Morning. My suggestion would be just to subscribe to it. Then it just pops up on your phone and you can have it at any time. Our subscription is pretty good on that show, I would say. We got some competition now. I mean, everybody's got a podcast now. Everybody has a podcast. But our podcast, Sports on a Sunday Morning, is rocking and rolling. So that would be my suggestion there. So again, that's the guest list. Now, coming up in just 6 minutes, Scott Warman has pregame of the Cardinals and the Washington Nationals from our nation's capital. The Cardinals sending Miles Michaelis to the Hill today. Cardinals are on an absolute tear right now. If you've noticed, I haven't said a word about the standings all morning long. That's by design. I'm trying to avoid it. I'm going with the Tony La Russa way of saying, how many games over 500 are you? The Cardinals are 2 games over .500. Now, if you want to know, they're 2 games out of first in the Central, but they haven't even played the Cubs yet. Yeah, they won't play them until June. So, you know, there's a long way to go here. Just look at the record, 21-19. You are what your record says you are, said Bill Parcells, and they are 2 games over .500 and on a roll right now, 7 straight. We'll see what happens. Coming up next, it is pregame. Thanks for joining us. This has been Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.